with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunk Extra Radio on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 7th of June. Not that you would know it by the weather outside.
Well, I mean, I'm dressed for the weather. I'm wearing sandals. I'm in like bright orange red, but the sun didn't get the memo.
No. See, we're in England. Dress for the weather, not for the month.
I refuse. Otherwise, I wouldn't wear any of my clothes.
No. That summer wardrobe ain't coming out yet.
And this time last year, we're all complaining how hot it was.
I know. Well,
we're
British. We're never happy.
Yeah, and I was one of those people, to be honest.
It's never too hot. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning. You were doing so well.
I fell over it this morning.
I know.
And our guest is Jeremy Hinchliffe, founder of the First Aid Team.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome joining us today. So it is the 7th of June and this literally, oh my God, the time is just flying by. 6 months of the year.
I know.
This is 6 months. Now, do you class it as halfway through the year, at the end of the month or the beginning of the month? Or the middle of the month.
I haven't really thought about it.
It's like,
well, it is. I have been telling people we're halfway through the year, so I guess I'm counting it as the beginning.
No, it's the end of the month.
Yeah, it should be.
It has to be. It's the end of the month. Seventh month starts on the 1st of July.
There we go.
Symbols.
Clarified. There we go. We have got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be speaking to Jeremy. Plus, we're going to be hearing some interviews that I did last week at ZC Live. We didn't have a live show last week because there was no point because all of my co-hosts were speaking or taking part in the ZC Live. So we went along and did some live interviews, which was great. It was a great day, wasn't it?
It was a really good event.
Another great event put on by ZC Social Media, Zoe and Gareth Cairns. You were one of the speakers.
I was. Yeah, I get around that. When it comes to speaking.
I like to share that bit on. Hopefully Bjorn's not listening just yet.
Yeah, I was one of the speakers. I think it was... It was interesting because most people came along to hear about social media, so they probably weren't expecting to hear about the legal elements of it and GDPR and discrimination. But I hope it was all relevant anyway.
But I think it was actually good because, yeah, there's so much to learn about social media, but I think it's really important subject to add in to an event like that is the law, you know, and everything down to what an employee posts on their personal social media.
Yeah, it can affect your business brand. And that's essentially what I was saying is just to be mindful, really. Not saying not to check social media, because that was the other thing. One of the things I spoke about was the fact that like 80% of employers are now checking people's social media before they hire them. Because why wouldn't you? You've got all that information accessible to you. But at the same time, you need to be careful about how you treat that information and whether or not you should be looking at it. And then from an employee's point of view, you know, being mindful that, okay, this might be your personal Facebook page, but are you showing something that you wouldn't want others to see?
I mean, I work for myself. I run a business. I'm very, very conscious, especially when expressing sort of political views, that, yes, I have my views. Sometimes I'm feel very strongly about, but I do have to be careful because there are a lot of people out there who may well not agree with me. I won't mention the unmentionable, but there's an obvious topic.
No,
there's some
go
strong
there.
Feelings. And if you're not reasoned, if you're not balanced, then you are asking for trouble because people do judge you by your social media posts.
Well, exactly.
But you are right, though, Jeremy, in that it's about balance because at the same time, people want to know you.
Yeah.
They, you know, you've got to censor it, but not too much because otherwise then you seem insincere and people aren't able to get to know you properly.
Yeah. It's one of those things you say, being... The happy medium, whereas you're being yourself, but if you know something's really controversial and is really going to, you know, kick off and cause problems, don't do it because, yeah, if you run a business, you're the face of the business, everything you put online stays online. It stays there.
Yeah, forever.
Forever. So, yeah, no, but I think it was really good talk and I think it was really relevant for the day, which is great. So we have got some interviews coming up later as well from the guys there. So it was great. But we do want to hear from you, the listeners out there. Give us a tweet. How are you enjoying the summer so far?
Summer.
Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BeExtra, BeBunker. You can, as always, call us in the studio on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. And give us an email. Now, we are fully booked with guests up until August, but if you would like to come on, be standby in case somebody drops out or come on from August, please do give us an email. Also, more importantly, if you've got an event that you're organising and you want to shout out about it, please give us the details, because we love talking about events here. You know, some of us are a little bit more passionate about it than others, but we do want to be able to share those great events that are out there. So email us bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, we have had some shout outs already on the Twitter.
Yeah, we've got one from 6-2, and they say, "Morning, guys. Please, can we get a shout out for our next Kent Digital Meetup, Ashford? Come on." Oh, we keep meaning to go to that. Isn't there some sort of food there?
Well, apparently pizza and beer, but I keep on saying make it Prosecco and we'll be there.
Yeah. So that's come along on the Wednesday, the 19th of June, so not too far, to hear from two great speakers. Network with a room of digital people and enjoy some pizzas. Go to our meetup page to register and have a great show. So if you want to find out some more about that, follow them on the Twitter. It's at 6-2, and that's in words, underscore tech.
Yeah, I like the digital meetups, because it's like a niche networking. So it's obviously all the talk is about digital, not just social media, but all the area of digital. They normally have great speakers. They haven't put who the speakers are yet, have they?
Not yet.
For this one. But no, that's good. So, and Aaron's on next week, actually.
Is he?
Yes.
Fantastic. And he did a slot as well at ZC, didn't he?
He did.
It was really good. But continuing the conversation.
Yes.
A sales conversation.
Sales conversation. I missed it, but I'm looking forward to hearing it at another date. We have had a shout out from Arriving Style Cars Limited. Why not engage us to provide your wedding cars and leave in luxury and your leave in luxury package go the extra mile for you? Or I guess not just for weddings, for any time that you need a luxury car.
Yeah, he's doing airport runs, all sorts. So if you've got VIPs arriving, I saw Gary this morning actually.
Did you?
That's going really well. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's always nice to get somewhere in a nice car. Important and everything, or have you got important clients you want to ship around? So if you follow at Arrive in Style GJ, follow them on the Twitter. So there's something quite relatively new he's set up, isn't it? I haven't seen him shouting about it before.
What, the Arrive in Style? Yeah, yeah. This is a fairly new. So it's him and another fella called Gary. So that helps out their clients. They don't have to remember two names.
It's Gary and Gary.
Gary. And they've got
Gary.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They've got three luxury cars. Obviously, Gary comes from a hospitality background with his racing events, etc. And he's literally just into going that extra mile and making sure that you have a pleasant journey and really enjoy it. We've got another shout out as well for our Tracy Ferguson. So it's one of our regular listeners. We like Tracy. That's at Tazzy64 on the Twitter. She says, "Have a fantastic show all. I'm volunteering and then at 2, volunteer tea parties at Optive Homes and the Prince's Trust in Kent to celebrate Volunteers Week."
You know, I don't know how she has enough time. Yeah. She's just continuously giving her time. She's so generous with time. You're amazing, Tracy. How do you do it? She's always helping people, which, you know, that's her thing, isn't it?
She gives back.
She gives back. She helps people, which is amazing.
Definitely.
We have a shout out from Fruit Bowl. It's one of those. I told you it was one of those. Morning. I told you. Tongue's not working. Fruit Bowl Media at Fruit Bowl Media on the Twitter. Morning, Amanda and Bunker Extra team. Can we have a Business Bunker Extra shout out, please? We are proud sponsors of the Tech Expo UK and their web, digital marketing and podcasting studio services. So that's Fruit Bowl. Could change the name, Paul. Fruit Bowl Media. Struggling with that this morning. did you know it's National Fish and Chips Day today?
I did. I just found out like 2 seconds ago. Guess what I'm having for lunch?
I'm thinking supper. Supper. Yeah. Nice bit of haddock, chips.
Can you do that low calorie though? Can you do that healthy?
You can.
Don't eat the batter.
Yeah. Don't eat the batter.
Seriously,
well,
don't eat the batter.
Take the batter off. The fish is just perfect. There's no
fish. What about the chips though?
Chips in moderation are okay.
The bigger the chips, the less fat. That's actually
true. And it's party of five a day.
There we go. Paul, we're sorted fish and chips for tea.
I've got an air fryer, actually. That's how I do my chips.
I always tend to... Oh, yeah, I forgot my mum has one of those. I just tend to do oven chips, which... I know.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, oven chips are a great convenience, but I haven't found one that doesn't have a bit of an aftertaste yet.
Tangy. Or make your own. Just chop up the potatoes.
Yeah. I did some sweet potato oven chips a couple of years ago. No, not even that long ago, a little while back. And they actually came out really, really, really well.
I can't get them crispy. I keep doing sweet potato chips in the oven and they just go soggy.
Recook.
Recook. Take them out.
Let them drop off. Crank the oven up.
Yeah.
3 or 4 minutes.
There we go.
And certainly the ones I did.
Yeah, we'll give that a try.
So everyone else in the family went, oh, I don't like these. These aren't proper chips, so they've not been repeated, but I liked them.
I do. I'm really into sweet potato chips at the moment. But anyway, so that's come from Richard Bell. And if you've received an email with an attachment or a link, take 5 to consider if the sender appears genuine, as it may not be them. Never reply with your personal or financial details. Don't take the bait. Hence his link to Fish and Chips Day. Well done, Richard. Very clever. I got an email the other day on 2 of my different email accounts from somebody who sent me a WeTransfer. Literally, it was no email attack. It was literally the WeTransfer.
Yeah, I've had 2 this yesterday.
And I'm like, no. Delete. I don't know who you are. Yeah. I'm not going to open it. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yes. I had a text, actually, from my bank. And my bank does send me texts. Like NatWest, they send you like regular texts. And it was on the same sort of scroll. So if you looked in, you could see the previous messages saying, oh, we've had a parcel, click here to collect it. So I didn't click there because obviously I listened to the show.
Yeah. We listened to you, Richard.
Yeah, and I rang the bank and they said, no, it's a spoof text. And they're managing to capture the numbers which we would use, which is why it looks as though it comes from us. So that was quite scary. It was like, oh, my goodness. It's actually even in my text trail. Just be careful.
Yeah, it just comes down to, Richard's always says, you just being aware, basically, and just anything that doesn't look, that looks out of the norm, don't do it.
And if you ever log on to your bank, there's always the things, we won't ask for your PIN, we won't ask for your password, we won't ask for this. And be suspicious if you're not expecting, if you're not sure of it, independently look up the phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't use the one in the message because it's usually wrong. And then ring them up and ask to speak to their fraud team and they will be able to give you some good guidance, tell you if it's genuine. And I've certainly done that.
I had a credit card company once phone me. Something I can't remember what happened to my account, but they phoned me and said, this is so-and-so from such-and-such. Can we just take your security details and then we have something to talk to you about? I said, well, no, how do I know it's you? I'm not going to give you my security details for you to ask me a question. If you need to ask me the question, ask me the question. So in the end, I mean, it was actually legitimately the company, but I'm thinking that's terrible. They can't phone up and say, we have something to tell you, but we need your security details. Who's going to give them their security details?
People will.
Yeah. I know. Well, I know that's the trouble, isn't it? We also have a shout out from jobsinkent.com. Did you see their advert they had on telly? It was on one of the Sky channels.
No.
Absolutely genius. And it's, they have a radio advert as well. And they have like, we don't do jobs here. And it was an astronaut in space. We don't do jobs here. And it was a submarine. And there was, I can't remember what the other one, and we don't do jobs here. And then it's got a picture of Kent, but we do jobs here.
Oh, brilliant.
Sounds good.
If you want a job in Kent and jobs in Kent, I loved it. And I say the TV ad's gone off now, but I think it's on YouTube. But the radio advert is brilliant because it's, you know, it's very specific. We don't do jobs here. We don't do it. No, we don't do that. But we do jobs here.
Niche. So it's all about
it. Is jobsinkent.com. If you are looking for a job in Kent, go there. But they said, can we have a shout out? Find your next local job on jobsinkent.com. Over 5,000 jobs every week. And you can get job alerts, get email alerts when jobs which match your skills, interests and criteria are posted. So apparently there are so many jobs out there and just not enough people to fill them. Yet there's people still complaining that they can't find a job. It's like crazy. But do check out Jobs in Kent. You've done 6-2, you've done Tassie.
We've got Romney Resource Centre.
Romney Resource Centre.
So Romney Resource Centre is running a health and safety in the workplace course on Monday, the 10th of June. So it's quick. Spots are going fast. Contact us to find out more and book your place. So you can visit them at Romney Resource on the Twitter.
Fabulous. Now, there are some events coming up. So ZC was last week. It seems like May was a really busy month for events.
Yeah.
But there's still stuff coming up. So you've got June over there. So I'll let you do June's first.
Okay. So we have on the 14th of June, which is next week, Friday, 9 a.m. till 12 noon at Dragon Co-working in Rochester. Make it your business, Rochester and Strood. So do you dream of starting your own business and need a helping hand? Or perhaps you already have a business but feel stuck and now you're moving forward, or maybe you're a successful entrepreneur willing to help other women achieve their goal. So this event is on Eventbrite. It is £10, but this £10 gives you a lifetime membership.
Oh, you only pay once?
Once.
Oh, that's cool.
Pay once. It's like one of those all-year-round things, but more than a year. So a lifetime membership. It's a government initiative to get more women in business and to help them.
My only question, why a Friday morning?
I don't know.
The only day I can't do is a Friday morning. And I would have loved to have gone to that. It sounds fantastic.
So they're kind of rolling it around. I went to one last month, May, again, in Maidstone. And then this one's going to be in Rochester. We're hoping to have our local MP, Kelly Tolhurst, come along, as it is a government initiative. And they have a few speakers. Guess who they are?
Gemma Fairclough-Haynes.
Yeah, I'm one of the speakers. So hence why I know so much about it.
Get away.
Yeah, I know.
Never would have guessed.
Creep into every area I can here. So I'm going to be speaking there and sharing a bit of my business story and hopefully helping others. We've got our very energetic Molly Moodle, who'll also be one of the speakers. So you don't want to miss that. And, of course, we've got Sue Boswell from doTERRA Oils talking about her business as well. So if you're available, it is only £10. It's definitely worth coming along. So that's 14th of June.
I would have been there if it wasn't a Friday.
So then the following week, Wednesday the 26th of June, might even be the week after actually, at LIDD, LYDD Golf Club, there is the Marsh Network Charity Gold Day. So in aid of CALM and who support older people living in isolation on Romney Marsh. So for this, you will be able to receive bacon rolls, 18 holes. I think they deliberately rhymed that.
Bacon rolls and 18 holes. Yeah, I know. Well done, Terry.
Meal and raffle. And donations are also welcome for the raffle. So if you want to find more about that, then please contact Terry Botfield. So Terry, is it TD Botty?
TD Botty.
TD Botty on the Twitter, or terry@botfield.net. To book your place, you can visit marshnetwork.co.uk.
That's fabulous. And we do like, Terry does a lot for, he's built the new Marsh Network in, which is going really well now for people down there on the Marsh. Yeah. And they often support CALM charity.
I think that's great because, you know, we're doing a lot. The issue is there's lots of charities just because as a society we have so many needs. But some charities get a lot more and visibility than others. But it's nice to see something different coming through.
It is. I guess there's so many worthwhile causes out there. And it's nice to have, somebody supporting what's going on. So it's fabulous. So I've got some coming up for you in July. You know, we'll pop into July.
Going through.
So this, of course, I'm very excited about. We're going to get a babysitter. Business Diaries is back the Thursday, the 11th of July at the Innovation Centre, Chatham, 6:45 p.m. The Business Diaries. Join us for the next entertaining evening of storytelling. Each session will bring storytellers ready and willing to pass on their lessons learnt, the ups and downs of business, and give a taster of life in their shoes. This is not a time for pitching products. It is a time to hear about the personal experiences of fellow businessmen and women. The stories might be amusing, challenging, inspirational, or perhaps a little sad, but they definitely will be worthwhile hearing. To book your tickets, go to Eventbrite, The Business Diaries, and it's just £10. And Lisa, get the Prosecco in. I shall be there.
Well, we love that event, don't we?
Oh, brilliant. It's so good.
Yeah.
It is networking, but not networking.
Yeah.
It's like a social networking.
It's like the people behind the business. It's definitely not the business first.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, but small businesses are about the people who run the business, always, who are in the business, who make it happen. So it's, even a social event is still an opportunity to get to know people.
Everything we do at the end of the day is networking, isn't it? So in one form or another. But no, we love that. Yeah. So do get booked up for that. And then we have also on the Thursday, it's a busy day on the Thursday, but a little bit earlier in the day on the 11th, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m, ZC Social Media Academy with the fabulous Cairns, Zoe and Gareth. And they do these regularly, little academies, which keep you up to date with what is going on in the social media world. So if you go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk, you can find out more about that. They're brilliant.
That's at the Bridgewood Manor.
That's at the Bridgewood Manor from 2 p.m. to 4:30. So you could do that, have a little break, Nip across to Innovation Centre. Afternoon sorted. There you go. Perfect.
Seems like a deal to me.
It is. I don't think you've got one more over there, haven't
you? This is for September.
I know, but you know what? It's coming around fast. Coming, so put it in coming. Your diaries. Put it in your diaries.
So there's a reason why Amanda's so excited about this. It's the Tech Expo UK. Woo-hoo. I have to say that so carefully because that's why you say Tech Expo, because it all kind of rolls off the tongue,
doesn't
it?
You know, it's funny, just quickly... Paul was searching exit poll on Twitter yesterday and it came up with Texpo. I went, yes, that's exactly the plan. Catch people out.
So this event is on Thursday, the 26th of September. It's a whole day event, 9 a.m. till 4 at the Kent Event Centre in Detling Showground, a fantastic venue. So in the world that we now live in, we're surrounded by technology and any business that does not embrace it is in danger of failing. Sadly true. So we want to find out what technology is available out there, what technology will help you really help you run, build and grow your business, and what technology is coming in the future. We've got five fantastic speakers to take part in five interactive workshops. So the speakers are not necessarily the speakers that we tend to hear a lot around in Kent, which is great.
We've got we brought some new people in, some fresh blood.
Our keynote speakers are Brian Sutton from Microsoft. He's going to be talking about how Microsoft is developing to help businesses. We've got Richard Bell, our CTO, so one of our co-hosts of 10 Intelligent from cybersecurity. We've got the wonderful Ben Abbott, CEO of Maximum Media, getting your business ready for voice technology. So that's another thing that's really taking off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Will Charles from Child and Child. Digital law, again, to these legal things, we creep in everywhere.
I know. Well, it's all relative. It's all relative.
We do. And Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, being human in a digital world. And that is just so, so important. And then we've got workshops. So I'm going to quickly tell you, we've got Aaron Taylor, who's coming on next week. He's going to be saying, stop the sales pitch, start the conversation. We've got Mike Hacker, also known as Hacks. How the proper use of video can propel your business forwards. We've got Zoe Cairns, international speaker, having an adaptable content strategy plan, and LinkedIn's Claire Derbyshire, using LinkedIn for businesses. So if you're wanting an exhibition stand, this is not going to be something which you want to miss out on. And if you're a supplier and you don't want to miss the opportunity to showcase your brand to hundreds of key buyers and business owners who are looking for the right tech to help them with their business, then get on board and visit techexpo.com.
UK.
UK.
Is that missing?
Tech Expo UK. No, it's just I can't read. So it's Tech Expo UK. And I'm freestyling at the same time.
You're doing good. No, you're doing really well. Good shout out. Thank you.
TechExpoUK.com.
It's going to be awesome.
So, or even just, if you just hashtag TechExpo, I'm sure it will come up.
Yeah, or at Tech Expo on the Twitter. I'm just going to think of it a minute. Tech Expo UK on the Twitter. Hashtag
so that's it. We've got lots going on.
Nothing
in August. Well, we've got one event in August, actually. There's a Women in Business show on the 1st of
August. There's a few that creep in, but August, yeah, but it tends to be a quiet week. Down in August.
Yeah, quiet months even.
I reckon we should do what France and Italy do.
Just shut down.
Everybody have a holiday the whole month of August.
And you think the M25's bad? You try France at the beginning of August.
Yeah, exactly. But that's great. This, put those dates in the diary. It's good to always keep learning more, finding out what's going on. The Tech Expo, I am particularly excited about it because it's about introducing businesses to what technology is already out there, but what's coming, the future of. I had a meeting yesterday at Buckland Media, who are our sponsors, one of the sponsors for Tech Expo. The guys there are amazing. Anything to do with printing, they can help you with. And they were introducing me to an innovative idea that they're coming up with, where you have your business card and then all somebody needs to do is put their phone over the business card and it can either put their business details into your phone or open a website or something like that.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. We love that idea. It's fabulous. So that's coming up. And, yeah, it's just great. It's something different for Kent. It's for the southeast, but it's brilliant. So get sorted. Let's check it out. Right, now it's coming to that time. Look at the time. It's flying by already. We are going to listen to the interviews. So we have coming up the fabulous Knowlton brothers. I've got them both at the same time, in the same room. It was quite electric. Daniel and Lloyd Knowlton. And then we've got Bjorn Haynes, Spice Smasher, PM. We have Terry Seller from Tick Media. And, of course, then the fabulous Zoe and Gareth Cairns. So check these out and we'll be back straight after these. Hi, this is Amanda Flanders reporting live for the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. And today I am in Stroud at the ZC Live event. And I have just run into the Knowlton brothers, Dan and Lloyd.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're very good.
Yeah, brilliant.
As always.
You're always so happy and jolly.
Yeah, we try and be happy, don't we?
Yeah.
Try and be happy,
yeah,
people.
Definitely.
Do you love what you do?
We do.
Yeah.
I certainly do. Do you, Lloyd?
Yeah, and I love who I work with. He's brilliant.
Oh, I hate who I work with. Yeah.
You two crack us up. Right, so Dan, you were speaking today, one of the speakers. What was you talking about today?
Sure. So I was talking about building a personal brand on LinkedIn. And one of the key kind of messages, I guess, was that I truly, truly believe that the number one most important thing you can influence to impact your success in life is building a personal brand. And right now, LinkedIn is the best platform to build that personal brand on. So I was diving into a bit of detail around that. And yeah, it's good.
I mean, LinkedIn is sort of blowing up at the moment, isn't it? It really is being a great tool to use for your business.
Yeah, it's just compared to every other platform right now, you can generate a lot more reach and engagement than other platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So it's somewhere where you can very quickly build a personal brand through understanding the right ways to create content, optimize your profile, and develop an effective engagement strategy.
Fantastic. And you do actually have a masterclass coming up soon, don't you? When is it?
We do. It's on the 17th of September at our brand new offices in Manston, Kent. And it's going to be a one-day masterclass where we're going to be doing a number of different interactive hands-on activities to help everyone there develop a strategy, and they'll have everything they need to consistently deliver a consistent stream of opportunities on LinkedIn, from high paying customers to new business relationships, PR opportunities, podcast opportunities, a better job. You know, there's lots of opportunities to be had on LinkedIn, and that masterclass will share everything you need to do to get those opportunities.
Fantastic. And so how do people find out more about it?
If you go to bit.ly/LinkedIn Kent, you'll see the landing page. There's a video there and there's lots of details for you to see everything you need to know.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the day, guys.
Thank you.
Bjorn, the Spice Masher, as he's otherwise known. Having a great day?
It's been a fantastic day, actually. I got here just in time for two speakers, Dave Pepper and Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and it's all been really, really good.
Should we say, who's your favourite?
Well, you know you're going to get me in trouble.
No, never. Why have you come today, though? Why have you come to ZC Live?
I've come to get some information on social media, just to get a better understanding of what's going on and what changes there are. Also, I'm not really here for myself. I'm here to support Gemma, really. So Orchard Employment Law, all the way.
It was a great talk, actually. And Gemma did say to me before, I don't know how relevant like employment law is, but actually people need to be aware of what them and their employees are putting on social media, don't they?
I think it's really, really relevant. I mean, the thing about it is people don't generally tend to think about what they do with their own personal social media and how that potentially can have an effect on what they're doing. You know, you generally have to think about how what you do has an effect on everything that you're connected to, and social media is connected to so many things these days that you've got to consider what you're doing with it and how much of an effect it's going to have on you and potentially your employment scenario.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was a great talk. So we've got a few more talks to go this afternoon. Are you looking forward to it?
I am looking forward to it. We've got Aaron from 6-2 on at 2 o'clock. I've already had a briefing on that one. If you catch my video, I'm sure you'll see me talking to him. So 2 o'clock, I'm going to see him. And everything else, I'm really looking forward to it. All great information.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It is lunchtime here at ZC Live, and I'm catching up with a few of the attendees and the exhibitors. And I have run into the wonderful Terry Zeller. Hi, Terry.
Hiya.
So why are you exhibiting here today?
I'm exhibiting here today because catching up with clients and looking for potential leads, and also following Zoe and what they have to offer with their social media strategies.
Yeah, so you like the whole ZC Live and what it stands for and everything?
Yes, yeah.
And have you learnt anything today?
I've learnt a few bits.
Well, that's the thing, there's always something new to learn on social media, isn't it?
Especially with a lot of stuff I've been this year is learning more about LinkedIn as well. That's you know.
LinkedIn is the thing at the moment, isn't it?
It is the main one at the moment, so yeah.
Do you use it?
Yes, I've got a lead from it last week.
Fabulous, that's what we like. So thank you for speaking to us today. And Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, what we are, Tick Media, is a print management company, and what we do is that we help businesses, or we look after businesses with their print marketing materials or projects. So we just guide you through all the print processes and help you educate. Oh, it's not just about your normal standard brochures and that, it's what else is out there for you to get your brand out.
Fabulous, because it's not all just about the printed paper, is it? Blah, blah, blah.
No, it's not.
It's easy for me to say. And if people want to find you, how can they find you online?
TIC-media.co.uk, or you go on Facebook, which is TIC Media. And on, I'm trying to remember all my...
Everywhere, TIC, go TIC Media. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Amanda.
So I have finally caught up with the guys themselves, the co-founders of Zed Sea Life, which is Zoe and Gareth Cairns. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How Hello.
So we're at lunch. How's it going so far today?
It's going really well, yeah. I mean, there's a great vibe. There's lots of interaction on social media, or lots of interaction with the audience.
Do you know what? Interaction, engagement, that's what we were looking for. For us, we were always quite passionate about helping businesses out, but to see so many businesses come here today and actually, you know, them walk out the door with a smile on their face and actually get something from it, yeah, that's good.
It's good.
It's perfect. And I have seen you trending on Twitter.
Yay, we're trending.
Yay, absolutely.
A chance to look at
Twitter. No, I bet. You don't know. That's the thing, isn't it? When you're running the day, you don't look at anything, but I can guarantee you it's looked like it's going great. Speakers so far have been amazing. So who have we got up this afternoon?
We have got Kevin Ford. He's going to talk about streaming or not streaming, which is really fantastic. Quite current. We've got the lovely Aaron Taylor from 6-2 talking about cut the sales pitch, which looks really good. And Mark Jennings of Google Analytics, all the googly stuff.
Fantastic.
So he's pretty much going to be graphs and charts this afternoon.
Oh, get your brains ready. Well, it has been a fantastic day. I wish you luck for the rest of the afternoon. I know you're going to be relaxing this evening. And we'll catch up with you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
And we're back. It's suddenly ended. You know what? It was a really great day. And I think what is important about any event that you run is that you have a good atmosphere in the room, in the building, at the event, because I think that's what makes a difference. And people will relax, people will enjoy it, people will learn. And Zoe and Gareth always have a really lovely atmosphere in the room, and everybody there just enjoys it. So yeah. It was really great. Fabulous. Another event. Looking forward to 2020. They go again. But I'm not wishing the year away.
No, please don't.
Have you booked your Christmas party yet?
No.
No.
The 1st of December will I officially acknowledge Christmas.
It's trouble though. In my industry, we have to start, everyone's booking their Christmas parties now.
When we ran the pub, we were planning Christmas menus in May, June.
Yeah.
You have to.
It's always in advance, isn't it? It's crazy.
You don't have to buy mince pies until December.
No. No, absolutely not. Or put the Christmas tree up or anything like that.
Bar humbug.
Bar humbug, indeed. Right, Jeremy, you have been here taking part all morning, but we now want to learn more about you.
So, hello, yes, what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what?
I deny it.
So, Jeremy Hinchliffe from the First Aid Team.
Yep.
So, tell us a bit about yourself and what the First Aid Team do.
Okay, I got my very first aid certificate when I was in my early 20s, so I will acknowledge that's more than a few years ago. I've been teaching first aid for 11, just a couple, with the wrong side of the six significant. I've been teaching for 11 years. We teach first aid to individuals, to businesses. I'm very, very passionate about it. The tagline I use on every course is first aiders save lives. And it's a simple skill, it's a life skill. And the scary thing is, and something most people don't appreciate, first aid is not just about need it for the health and safety certificate. And blah, 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 blah. It's a skill for life. You are more likely
Absolutely.
To deal something significant, something major in your home or amongst your immediate circle of friends and family and acquaintances than you ever are in the workplace. So that's what we do, and we enjoy doing it.
And how did you get started?
I have done a lot of different jobs over the years.
Man of many talents.
Just a few. I got a Class 1 HGV licence, which I did for the sheer heck of it. As one does.
I'm going to today. Oh, let's get a H1.
Yeah, passes the time.
Yeah.
No, it was pure, I wanted to be able to say I could drive them with no intention of ever driving. Found myself out of work, because at the time I was in the IT game. Found myself out of work, need to earn money. I know what, agency driving, go and drive lorries for a living, which I did. Fortunately, for a relatively short period. But We took on a pub. This does get there. We took on a pub a few years ago.
Stay with us.
We took on a pub a few years ago. Didn't work particularly well. Pub shut down and needed to earn money. I've always been happy standing in front of people. I've done the Amdram bit. I've given presentations. I had a first aid certificate, and my wonderful wife, who puts up with a lot from me, just in case she's listening, said, why don't you...
We must name her in case she's listening.
Fiona. Hello, Fiona. Fiona.
Well done, Fiona.
And she said, well, look, why don't you go and teach first aid? And that's exactly what I did. I started by doing a lot of subcontracting work for all sorts of companies, from national companies to one-person bands, and grew my own business to the point where I haven't subcontracted now for at least 2 years. We've gone from being a Maidstone-based company to a national operation and are growing and expanding.
Was that your plan? Did you know where you wanted to go with it when you started?
Funny enough, my sole plan, in as much as I had a business plan, is the objective is to work less and earn more. Mm-hmm. And that was my sort of headline. How do you get there? Some things have just fallen into place. Other things are by deliberate plan. It was always going to be a full-time trainer, earn enough money to pay the bills with a bit left over, and through a chain of circumstances, we just keep on growing. And we've taken over in the past 8 months, 9 months, we've taken on two training companies whose people were wanting to retire, and we got in touch with them through social media. They were saying, oh, looking for somebody to buy my business. And we went, hello.
Fantastic.
And our next acquisition, or our current acquisition, fingers crossed, we conclude tomorrow, final handover. And slightly first aid related, we are going to be teaching what are known as CPC, or Certificate of Professional Competence courses, and they are aimed at professional drivers, lorry drivers, bus drivers, coach drivers.
Bringing you back to your lorry driving
circle. Yeah. So where was this other business? Where was that based? Was it?
They are based in Eastbourne. Hmm. Just remembering the prompt, don't look at Gemma, because so, the mics are not unidirectional. They're based down in Eastbourne. The chap who runs it is expanding in other areas. Didn't want to lose the business because he spent a lot of time building it up. But, of course, with modern communications, with social media, we've heard a lot of technology, you don't have to be in Eastbourne to teach in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
The company we took over last September, we're based in Devon, and we have been teaching courses, not me personally, but through contractors, through other trainers. We've taught as far apart as Glasgow and Devonport running first aid courses. So we're now taking on courses for lorry, bus and coach drivers.
Fantastic. You tend to find that the world is, it's almost like it's shrinking, isn't it? Because we have so much more accessible to us as you go on, really, in terms of the media and even our connectivity. So, you know, trains and buses and flights and things getting to Scotland, not really a problem.
No.
And for me, it's probably the biggest single hurdle for me was making the switch from I'm Kent / East Sussex / South East London to recognising that just because a company is in Devon doesn't mean I have to be in Devon.
No.
It's making that conceptual leap.
Yeah, and that's I think that's the mindset as well of business owners, and that's the thing, whereas Jeremy and I are having a conversation off air before about when they say you should have a business plan and have it all mapped out and all that type of thing. But yes, I have been taken over to the dark side, Gemma, and Paul's got me under his wing. But if you plan too much, you miss out on opportunities. And it may not necessarily have been something that initially when you started, you were thinking of going national.
No.
But the opportunities have arisen and you've gone, well, actually, yeah, it's something that I can do. You've looked at, you know, you've investigated it. How does it work? Will it help? You know, is it something that will build and improve my business? Will it earn me more money? And the answer was yes. So you went for it.
Totally. And the company in Devon was the real kicker for me, or the spur for me, because they wanted a price. I wasn't prepared to pay it. So we dickered a bit, came up with something that we were mutually happy with. But it was that initial, oh, my Lord, they're in Devon. How on earth can I run courses in Devon? Well, it's called telephone, email, internet.
Well, that's the thing, as Gemma said, everyone's connected these days. There's no excuse not to be connected unless you're in the middle of Ben Nevis or something like that.
No, you can still be connected in Ben.
Can you? Yeah, they've got good reception up there.
Sat phone.
Probably better than we have down in Tenterton, to be honest.
Yeah, no comment.
So coming back to you, you say you were running a pub before. Yeah. How long did you do that for?
Just 18 months.
Just 18 months. And that didn't go particularly well?
Well, it's a yes and no situation. When we took the pub on, the turnover there was about 1,500 a week and losing money. It was a tide house. We improved the turnover. I think our peak week was over £10,000. We were averaging in the winter season £6,000. But through a combination of mistakes we made, and I make no bones about it, I'm not blaming the brewery, although they certainly didn't help in terms of the costs of running the business. 18 months, we lost a lot of money and basically folded the business. We had no choice.
I mean, I suppose the reason why I'm asking you is a couple of things. One, what did you really learn from that experience? And number two, how did you pick yourself back up after that experience? Because you then started another business. So firstly, what did you learn from the things that didn't go quite so well?
I think probably the two biggest lessons from that, and this is going to sound in many ways awful, I know a lot of people who have had different experiences, but lesson number one, don't ever employ your family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love my kids to bits. They are great kids. But
they're not great workers.
Well, the problem is, how do you mm-hmm. discipline, formally discipline, mm-hmm. a member of your family?
Oh, I see. Now Gemma can help you with that.
I know the law,
but the practicalities.
Yeah. There's a boundary that is a difficult boundary.
Yeah, and it was very, very difficult. And certainly, because at the time we had all four living with us, and at the time there was one of them who only worked under sufferance and made it known quite clearly, and we should never have done it. But don't get me wrong, they're really good kids. They've all got brilliant jobs and doing very well for themselves, but in that situation, it was not their natural environment.
Mm.
So lesson number one, don't employ family unless they have specific skills related to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Lesson number two.
Well, is that don't employ them or don't force them to work for you?
Yeah.
I think you are going to work for me.
I think it's called modern slavery. but the other big thing is costs. We did the business plan. We did all the financial projections. The income side worked well, better than expected. The expenditure side, got that badly, badly wrong. And one of the contributory factors was the simple fact that you are paying anything up to 50% more for your beer if you're tied than you are buying on the open market.
Mm.
But you can't charge 50% more for your beer.
No, but people won't appreciate
that. They won't pay
it.
They grumbled enough at the price.
Yeah.
And, that reduces your margins, that reduces your profitability, and didn't really work.
Okay.
But enjoyed it, great fun, wouldn't do it again.
So then, well, it's great. They always say do anything once. Well, most things anyway. But from that experience, so that failed. Can I say that? That didn't work.
Yeah.
We're a friend of the word failure here.
We're happy. And then how did you go from that to picking yourself back up and going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start another business. So how did you deal with that?
Top of the list, and all joking apart, my wife is incredible. I do suffer from depression. I go in cycles of peaks and troughs. It's part of what I am. But between us, we support each other. She picks me up a heck of a lot, gives me the boost, and she is the ideas person. She comes up with bright ideas. And we're literally sitting there, doors closed, thinking, now what the heck do we do? Where do we live? Because, of course, we lived in the house.
Mm.
She knew somebody through running the pub who has houses for let. They offered us a property. So we had somewhere to live. Good start. And then we're literally sitting there, what the heck do we do? I have my lorry license, but, I'm not really one for driving the length and breadth of the country or whatever, but I could do that. How could we make something? And she said, well, you've got a first aid certificate. Yeah. And you have no problem standing in front of people. I think the first time I stood on a stage as an amateur dramatic was when I was 12. I used to be the sales manager for a holiday company, so doing presentations to 400 or 500 travel agents. I've had a background in training generally through other roles, such as the IT game. So it was really, well, I can train, I can teach. I am a fully qualified teacher. And I got a first aid certificate, A plus B equals C, so see what you can find.
And it all just came
and
together.
It all came together. I spent a lot of time on the internet looking up training companies all over the country. Hi, my name's Jeremy. I would love to do a bit of first aid training. Here's my CV. Here's my certificate. Give us some work. Some came back less than polite.
As unfortunately some people are. Yeah,
could apply. No, thank you would have done.
Yeah, yeah.
Some said thank you, but no thank you. And some said, yeah, we don't do a lot, but if we need anything down in the southeast, we'll drop you a line. And they did. And just building up, building up, building up, building up, building up. Using direct marketing to promote our businesses in other areas. We had somebody we'd worked for doing the subcontracting. They were retiring. Lovely gentleman called Jim Ingram of JI Training down in Hastings. We knew each other reasonably well. We'd come to a deal where they would gradually transition their business to ours. And very sadly, he developed inoperable liver cancer. And instead of the gentle transition, which was happening, he said, there you go, get on with it. So that made a huge help. Mm. It just gave us that first stepping stone into running our own courses rather than purely subcontracting.
Yeah.
And then it's just grown from there and on and on and on and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But it's still down. Income's great. Costs you have to work on to keep them down, not to let them get out of control. It's very easy to look at the bank balance and go, yay! And then you got all those bills you'd forgotten
exactly.
about.
Exactly. It's like one day it's great and one day it's, oh my God, I don't know money. One day it's
cash
great.
Flow. So what do you use then? Have you got any software or using spreadsheets? What's your kind of go-to to manage your finances, business finances?
I got to the point where spreadsheets weren't working for me. So I thought, right, let's go to a professional proper thing. Chatted to my accountant who recommended Sage, and I lost sight. You know, and I'm used to spreadsheets. I don't fully get double entry book accounting. I struggle to get reports out of it, despite the excellent support I got from my accountant and his team. And I'm back on spreadsheets now.
Zero. Do zero. Yeah.
Well, I've heard several people say zero.
Zero is really basic, straightforward.
And I need basic. Mm. I need basic. Mm. I need to be able to look at something. A spreadsheet, I can look at it and say, well, I can see all those bills coming.
Yeah.
There's my bank balance. They owe me money. I know exactly what the business financial position is at any given point.
Yeah. Yeah, so zero. I think Sage is very complicated. Sage is very much is often used by accountants rather than the business owner, isn't it? Because they make them too complicated, don't they? And just, it's not, you know, not clever enough to do it, but it's having the time to try and decipher it. You say if you go into zero, open your front page, your dashboard, you've got to see how much money you've got in your account, how many outstanding invoices you've got, and how many bills you've got done.
I do my accounts once a week. Saturday morning is accounts day.
Saturday. Yeah.
Like, what?
Saturday morning.
No phones, hardly any emails. I can spend an hour inputting the invoices I've received, reconciling bank accounts, doing payments. Nearly hit the microphone.
Yes, then he got excited. Then he's getting excited about doing his payments.
I'm waving my hands. And, you know, I know exactly what's coming down the road. I didn't have that with the Sage. Mm. Yes, I could go in and say, how much do Fred Bloggs and Co. owe me? Great. But that didn't give me a feel. I didn't have I don't sound slightly bizarre, but I didn't have a relationship with the accounts that I have with Exit. It sounds very bizarre, but I couldn't see the figures.
You have to be comfortable. As one, so many people have given me the advice, you have to know the money, you have to know your accounts, you have to know if you don't know your accounts, you don't know your business at the end of the day. It's what they say.
I couldn't agree
more. So how long has first aid team been going now?
We'd started it. My life is convoluted, but we started it before we took the pub on.
Right.
We got a loan from a charity for long-term unemployed, because at the time I'd been out of work for some considerable time, called the Fredericks Foundation. Brilliant, brilliant charity. And we got going with them, thankfully. Then we took the pub on.
As you do.
So sort of just kept the first 18 bubbling along in the background. And then, as I say, we'd sort of had a ready-made vehicle, but it was taking it from the part-time pin money territory and then ramping it from there into doing it properly and professionally.
And you know what? So many times people are always in just such a rush, aren't they? The people want, right, that's it, I want to start my business on, or I want to be earning loads of money and I want it to be successful. And it doesn't happen like
that.
It has to take time. You have to build it.
Yeah. We were reading an article, weren't we? I read an article and sent it to you.
Yes.
And that said something like the magic happens from year four onwards. So we're looking forward to the magic.
Yes.
We're going through the magic, for sure.
But Jeremy, it's been great speaking with you again today. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Again, the time just flies so fast. So just to clarify, that you offer first aid training, you go into businesses and all areas that need to have that official.
Yep, we offer in-house first aid training courses. Mm-hmm. We run a number of open courses where we hire a venue and it's aimed at the individual, the smaller business who only wants one or two people.
Yeah.
And from tomorrow, we will be offering driver CPC training.
There you go.
And you'd be amazed who needs it. The school teacher who occasionally drives the school minibus needs to do their CPC.
Mm. That's good. Well, that's the thing that I guess all businesses have to have first aid training.
Yeah.
And apart from it being something that everybody should have anyway, a basic form of first aid training for sure.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's been great hearing and seeing how well you're doing and how the business is growing. If people want to find out more and they need to contact you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can phone us, or they can go on our web, which is always a really good start because we try and answer most of the questions, www.thefirstaidteam.co.uk. And that's all words, no numbers. They can call us on 01622 844239, or they can email me, jeremy@thefirstaidteam.co.uk.
Fabulous. And your website address will be on the Listen Again tag on the Business Bunker website.
Thank you
so much. It's been great. I always love hearing people's business journeys because it's so interesting. And everyone has their own journey, but then there's lots of similarities. You can see, that's happened. And the whole, you sit there nodding your head and this happens. And I put a post up on Instagram the other day, which is the entrepreneur's journey. You know, it's like, I'm so brilliant. Oh, God, why am I doing this? Oh, I'm having a great day. Oh, I'm having a bad day. I'm doing brilliant. Oh, no, I'm not. And that's just sometimes in one day, let alone in 1 week or 1 month.
That's 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes, exactly. Running a business is hard, and having a good support network and everything. And I do actually have, before we come off air, a little official announcement of my own, which I should have done at the beginning of the show, really, but I got carried away. That I've been going 4 years now. I started my business, Butterflies and Dreams Events, 4 years ago, which then morphed into Butterflies Business Events, which then morphed into Butterflies Events. And it's built and grown, and the direction of it has changed and wiggled and stuff. And we run a lot of our own events now. We do exhibitions, seminars. We're about to do some awards evenings as well. So we're really excited about that. And so we have just become a limited business.
Well done.
So I feel like, oh my God, I'm like a proper business now. It's like, it's real. I'm all grown up and everything. And we have changed the business name, and we are now called Evexio.
Which is?
Events, Exhibitions and International Operations.
So?
Evexio Limited.
Evexio.
Evexio. I wanted a one word name, Virgin, Nike, Evexio. Because you haven't been to an event until you've been to an Evexio event. There we go. It's exciting. It's scary. But it's always good. And we always say, look back on your successes and where you've come from, because you always want more. It's just human nature. You always want more. You always want more dessert. You always want more food. You always want more wine. You always want more money. You always want more for your business. So you just have to keep on growing.
And I think I have to say, working for yourself, best job ever.
Yes.
It's the hardest job you will ever undertake.
Yes.
And probably the scariest one as well.
Absolutely. We have come to the end of another fabulous Business Bunker Extra Radio show. We do love doing this, Gemma, don't we?
We do.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Interesting stories. I'm going to be back next week. Co-host is going to be the fabulous Julie Daniel, and our guest is Aaron Taylor from 6-2. And we're hoping he's going to bring Helen along. I told him to bring Helen along
brilliant.
This time. The Mr. and Mrs. Working together.
We like those.
So tune in. Don't forget to listen to the Business Bunker show with Paul on Tuesday. He has more great, amazing guests. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. And bye for now.
Bye.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.